If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to season 4 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big health topics into small bites. I'm your host, naturopathic doctor Amy Neuzel, and this season we'll dive into something we are all familiar with: fatigue. What is it? Why does it happen? Most importantly, how can we fix it outside of this? Enjoy the video version of this podcast on YouTube. The channel is at To Help With That.
This week, let's talk about adrenal fatigue. So, if you listen to the internet, adrenal fatigue is like belly buttons. Everybody's got it. And there's got to be a reason for that, right? There's got to be something going on here that says adrenals are in trouble in our society. And I think that's actually true, because modern is kind of designed to push your adrenals to the limit and then keep pushing. So let's talk about what your adrenals actually do for you. Your adrenal glands are like a little matched set of hats that sit up on your kidneys. They're kidney hats. They are endocrine glands, which means they secrete hormones directly into the bloodstream that then have widespread effects on other tissues of your body. There are two parts to the adrenals: the cortex, or outside layer, and medulla, or the middle. The adrenal cortex does the thing that we typically associate with our adrenal glands, which is produce steroid hormones, right? Everybody talks about cortisol. This is also aldosterone, which regulates salt and water balance, cortisol and cortisone, of course, and then androgens like DHEA and androstenedione, which is a precursor to testosterone. The middle section of the adrenals, the medulla, produces your fight or flight hormones, those catecholamines, right? Noradrenaline or epinephrine, norepinephrine. Adrenals are intimately linked to your circadian rhythms, which means which part of the day-night cycle you're awake and which part you're asleep, as well as fear and stress response. And stress response is what really kicks us in the butt. In a more ancestral environment, fear would come from a situation, like spotting a dangerous predator, fighting off an invading horde, possibly having your, you know, fiefdom invaded, whatever. This would cause a massive release of epinephrine and norepinephrine to open up the blood vessels in your muscles so you can run like hell, to shut down gut activity because you've got more important things going on, to increase blood flow to your eyes so you can see those predators coming at you or invaders or whatever we're talking about here. And then increase your heart and respiratory rate so you're primed and ready for action, because that's what fight or flight is all about. And then you do the running or the fighting or the whatever you're supposed to do, right? You fight or you flee. Those are both intensely physical activities. And then, after that's done, then cortisol helps your situation to normalize after that big burst of intense hormonal and physical activity, right? Now, I don't know if you're seeing the problem here, but there is a problem inherent in this system and the way it clashes with our modern world. So let's talk about why adrenals get fatigued. In modern life, our adrenaline surges are not usually coming from predators or invading hordes, right? They're coming from like work deadlines and impossible task lists and the evening news, which is designed to be scary, right? And the morning news, which is designed to be scary. and the news broadcast you listen to on your commute to and from work, which is designed to be scary, and the near constant overwhelm of the modern world, right? Opening your bank account balance, filing your taxes, all of this crap. You will notice that none of these activities are followed by the intense physical release that helps your body to balance that hormonal state and that physical state that happens. And also you will notice that these are multiple times a day occurrences, right? This doesn't happen once a week or once every few months or when you're actually in danger. This happens like every 20 damn minutes, right? Our valiant little adrenals are trying to keep up with this. And it isn't fight or flee situations anymore. It's constant grinding acceleration. So your adrenals are desperately trying to keep up, but it's hard, and it's hard for everyone. But it's made worse then by things like ambition or anxiety or perfectionism or competitiveness and pretty much every other trait that's valued in modern Western society. Also, I have to point out that all of those traits are characteristic of people with MTHFR polymorphisms, right? We are often hyper-focused, hyper-ambitious, obsessive, potentially, perfectionist, and competitive. This leads to overstimulation of these poor little adrenal glands, which are, as we speak, shriveling up like little raisins. And eventually, they burn down as they overuse their resources and tire themselves out. So the main symptoms of adrenal fatigue, this is a long, slow process that starts with overwork, not enough rest, overfunctioning, and ends up with barely keeping up with normal life, or even, in extreme cases, becoming no longer functional, bedridden. It can take months or more often years of overdoing it before you really notice that you aren't keeping up. And that depends on your basic state of resilience, your level of nutritional competency, all of those things. And then the rebuilding time can be just as long. The most common symptom, of course, is fatigue that can become debilitating. Other symptoms include difficulty waking up or getting out of bed in the morning, like that feeling, even if you slept, you feel like you're unrested and you could sleep for another 5 days. Physical weakness, lightheadedness, especially if you stand up too fast, water retention or puffiness, the feeling that everything you drink just goes straight through, dark circles under your eyes, insomnia or sleep disturbance. Ironically, the deeper you get into adrenal fatigue, the harder it becomes to sleep. And also hyperpigmentation of the skin. As it progresses, those day and night rhythms become really imbalanced. And a lot of people start getting that burst of energy around bedtime, where that's when they're productive, so they don't bother going to sleep. And then in the morning, they're drug out tired. Then we start to see that state that feels like never truly awake and never truly asleep. So sleep is shallow and not satisfying. Being awake is sort of being half dozy asleep. Not so good. And then at the extreme end of adrenal fatigue, we see actually medical emergency type situations in something called Addison's disease, which is an autoimmune form of adrenal failure, and other forms of primary adrenal failure that often require hospitalization and emergency treatment for what's called adrenal crisis, which is basically when your adrenals just stop doing stuff. So you need artificial hormones to stay alive. Most people don't get to that point. They stay in that non-emergency, but not functioning part of the adrenal mess. Best way to test your adrenal function in this context is by testing salivary cortisol every 4 hours. And so we can see how it's rising and falling throughout the day. As adrenal fatigue progresses, we start out with this nice morning high to get you up, get you going, give you energy that drops low over the course of the day, so that it's low in the evening so you can sleep. That whole thing just flattens out and then sinks as adrenal fatigue progresses.
On an unrelated note, I want to put in a quick plug for a new book published by Debbie Moon, The Brain Behind Genetic Life Hacks. She's done some tremendous research here. The book is called Histamine Life Hacks, and it is so worth reading. I feel like I've learned a lot from it. I love the way she researches and synthesizes research into actionable steps. So really, really would, you know, if you suffer from histamine intolerance or allergies or sensitivities, or just want to dive deeper into the subject, this is a great book for you. I will put a link to the book on Amazon in the show notes.
So in next episode, we'll talk about the stages of adrenal fatigue, what it feels like for you, what you can expect on test results, and how to navigate those phases. And then after that, we'll get into what to do about it. Thanks for being here.